Main Man Baldy, 12 years in the NFL, works with NFL Network, one of my favorite follows, one of my favorite football follows on Twitter. It is at Baldy Breakdowns, and the man they call Baldy joins us now. It's Paul Allen. How have you been?
Well, it's good to be with you, man. Things are well. Things are real well here. I know you don't want to hear this, but I'm right here in Philadelphia, in the city of champions, so... You know, life has been good right now.
Well, the Flyers are going to get bounced tonight. The Phillies, okay. The Phillies won't win the World Series.
Right.
Now, the way your Sixers looked last night, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals for your Sixers, I don't know if you watch, man, but there's a legitimate chance.
Oh, no, I watch, Paul. I watch. I was I went to one of their last regular season games against Cleveland. I wanted to see them match up against LeBron and his group, and I think they're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know if Cleveland's going to get there right now, but I think Philadelphia's going to be there, and we'll see, you know, how their young stars of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid handle the spotlight.
These great Baldy breakdowns you do during the National Football League regular and postseason, now, for those who maybe don't follow you on Twitter, do you do that for a lot of college football players up to the draft?
Yeah, I do, Paul. I've been doing a fair amount. I'm not doing, you know, 250 players are going to get drafted next weekend, but I've done probably the top 50 players at some point, the quarterbacks, some of the elite running backs, you know, some of the elite players I've done. And I'm going to continue to do it, you know, throughout next year, but I think Ron Jaworski and myself are going to start a new show called Film Sessions at NFL Films this year for the NFL Network. And so we're excited about doing a lot of those kind of breakdowns within the framework of a real show.
Brian, Paul Charchi, nice to talk to you. What are your thoughts on Dez Bryant potentially and it apparently headed to the Giants?
Well, you know, I actually broke down. He was targeted last year by Dak Prescott 132 times. He had 69 catches. He had 6 touchdowns. But he also had 15 drops.
Wow.
15 drops.
That's a lot.
And I was being a little liberal about the drops, too.
Okay.
But what you saw was, you saw a guy that really has a hard time beating elite corners in this league. He really doesn't get on top of them. You would think that he would, because of his physical style and his ability to jump and how strong he is, that he'd win a lot more 50-50 balls than he does, and he
for
really
sure.
doesn't.
Hmm.
He really doesn't. And so, you know, what you got to be careful about what you think you're going to get, not... Now, he said he's going to, you know, work harder with the wide receiver coach and all those kind of things, which is great. But it looks, at least from last year, you're not getting the same player that was once a real big mega star in this league.
You noted in your breakdown that the separation's not there like it used to be.
It's not there. I mean, it's not there, and you can argue. You can say that Dak Prescott doesn't have great chemistry, and he doesn't look like he has great chemistry with Dez. Now, you know, sometimes that's, you know, you got to work harder, practice, act as a young guy, whatever. Protection broke down when they lost their left tackle last year. All those things are a factor. But he's not separating. And you can watch him against the Rams and Tremaine Johnston. You can watch him against Janoris Jenkins twice last year, the Giants' elite corner.
Yeah.
Watch him against good corners and see if he's getting beyond them or if he's separating from them. And by and large, he isn't.
You broke down perhaps the most polarizing player in this draft, Josh Allen, the quarterback from Wyoming. After you looked at the good and the bad, and there's plenty of both, what were your takeaways from Josh Allen?
Well, you know, he had run last year, Paul, 92 times, a combination of scramble, sacks, and designed runs. So 92, mm-hmm. I went and watched all of 92 runs. And, you know, there's a lot of comparisons out there with Carson Wentz. He's, you know, the same offensive coordinator, same offense, same size.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a tick faster than Carson Wentz from the combine. And he does remind you of Carson when he takes off with the ball. I mean, he didn't slide once in 92 tries. He just physically just ran guys over. And I don't care if it was University of Iowa in game one last year or if it was Mountain West competition. I mean, he just physically... you know, dominated his competition. Now, there's also the completion percentage, which is a real question mark.
Yeah,
he's not
a very big question mark.
It is a big question mark. Now, when I watch it, I say, okay, if he can Like Carson made a big jump this year by really working on his footwork, and it was dramatically different. And the results were he was a dramatically better player. But it took a ton of work in the offseason. A guy that you're going to get to know, John DeFilippo, spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah.
And it really made a big difference. Now, if this kid really works on his mechanics and his footwork, I think he can improve his completion percentage. And I think that's the gamble that some teams are going to be willing to make.
Where would you take Josh Allen? Do you think he's requisite of the first player taken? Does he make more sense later in the draft, the middle rounds? Where do you think, based on his skill set, the work you're going to have to do with him, what he can bring to the table, where do you think Josh Allen should go?
Well, you can make a case that his ceiling, the upside, could be bigger than any other quarterback in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, and you're Cleveland and you're quarterback needy, then you might take that gamble. Now, I think it's a little too rich for me, but if you believe that you can improve his mechanics and his completion percentage, then maybe he should go first. Maybe he should be the first pick in the draft. I mean, quarterbacks typically are at the very top of every draft, and every year we see it almost every year. Maybe that's where he belongs. But I like Baker Mayfield better personally. I think he's more accurate. I think
for sure.
He doesn't have the size and doesn't have the strength of arm, but he has everything else. Natural leader, extremely intelligent. Mm-hmm. I think great, field general. So, but I don't know, Paul. It's tough because you do have to have a leap of faith that this kid is going to improve in certain areas that some guys never improve in.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, NFL Films, at Baldy NFL via Twitter.
Yeah, and just one last thing on Josh Allen. There's teams always have this temptation to think that they've got the magic formula we're going to be the team that's going to turn around.
Yep.
The Browns might not be under that delusion, given the trouble they've had at the quarterback position. That might be the one organization that doesn't think that it's, will automatically make it work. So I don't think they're going to take Josh Allen at number one. I think they'll go another way. And by the way, I'm with you on Baker Mayfield, who I love. You broke down a guard that the Vikings could reasonably end up taking at the bottom of the first round, a guy named Austin Corbett from Nevada. And, we don't see any Nevada ball here. Can you tell people a little bit about him and whether or not you think he might be a fit for the Vikings with the 30th pick of the first round?
Well, I think that might be a little too high for him. But if you love a guy, you could take. Now, he played left tackle for Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very good run blocker. There's a lot of good run blockers in this draft, which is a little unusual. We haven't seen that. But he's projected to play guard in the NFL, much like Joel Petonio, who was drafted a few years ago by Cleveland, who was a left tackle at Nevada, came to Cleveland and started immediately right next to Joe Thomas. And, it was a really formidable left side of the line.
Yeah.
Petonio got hurt last year, but he was a really good player. I think Corbett's a better player than Petonio. I think he's a better run blocker right now. I think he's got very good hands. He's got good feet. I think he's going to be a really good player. I mean, I think it's a safe pick. I think the kid loves the game. I think he's a good player. I think he's more second, third round, but if you love a guy and, the Vikings certainly have a need for a guard right now.
They do.
If you really follow Mike Zimmer, like I know you guys do, like he wants to win in the trenches. And when they lost that championship game to Philadelphia last year, they got beat in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And if you just look at just that game, the quarterback's going to make a difference that you have. Sheldon Richardson is going to make a difference. But I think they could stand to use an upgrade inside.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the center was special last year from Ohio State, but I think they could really use an upgrade inside at the guard position. And this is one of those guys that could certainly fill that void.
Baldy, I think the Vikings are in the market for a Zach Ertz-type tight end, a field-stretching, pass-catching tight end, where you don't necessarily have to worry about handcuffing said player to a left or right tackle. With that said, Dallas Goedert, South Dakota State University. What do you know about him? What do you think of him?
Well, I looked at him a couple days ago, and I studied him. He is a, he's got huge hands. I mean, he makes a circus catch, at least one every game, where he's just literally jumping over opponents and, you know, one-handed catches. I mean, he could do all of that. He's got great size. And to me, the one thing about him is he just, like a lot of these guys, you know, if you're looking for an inline blocker, he may not be ready for, you know, for doing that kind of stuff just yet. Now, the Vikings got guys that can do that. But he is an elite prospect. I don't think he gets out of the first round. But there's some good tight ends in this draft now. I mean, there's a tight end out of Miami that I really like, Christopher Herndon. And, I mean, you know, he kind of got overshadowed last year by David Njoku, who went in the first round of Cleveland. But he's a big, fast guy that catches the ball really, really well. His father played in the NFL. He's got good bloodlines. I think this is a good draft if you're looking for that second tight end right now.
Baldy, you're the best. Thank you very much. Enjoy the draft. Talk soon.
My pleasure, Paul. Anytime, buddy. Take care now.
Bye-bye. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, NFL Films, at Baldy NFL via Twitter. Final segment, football. Why not? It's the feast. PA in charge.
It's PA in charge on the Fan.